Insight Out. Get ideas out of your head and into the world. Author, Tina Seelig. A Crime Against Youth. It's a crime not to teach young people to be entrepreneurial. We are each responsible for building our own lives and for repairing the broader problems of the world. And the only way to do so is with the knowledge, skills, and attitudes required to bring ideas to fruition. Entrepreneurship is about starting anything. Entrepreneurship involves building the knowledge, skills, and attitudes needed to see problems as opportunities and to leverage resources to bring ideas to fruition. The invention cycle. Imagination is envisioning things that do not exist. Creativity is applying imagination to address a challenge. Innovation is applying creativity to generate unique solutions. Entrepreneurship is applying innovation to bring unique ideas to fruition, inspiring others' imagination. We have distilled each stage of the cycle into one representative action and one representative attitude that need to happen at the particular stage. Attitudes and actions of the invention cycle. Imagination requires engagement and the ability to envision. Creativity requires motivation and experimentation to address a challenge. Innovation requires focusing and reframing to generate unique solutions. Entrepreneurship requires persistence and the ability to inspire others. Imagination. Engage. Looking at something briefly doesn't necessarily mean seeing it. This is the case with all of our senses. We so often listen but don't really hear, touch without really feeling, and look without really seeing. Engage. Love by discovery. You will never be successful unless you embrace the process of discovery. Discovery is predicated on curiosity. The more curious you are, the more willing you will be to engage in each new experience. The easiest way to tap into your natural curiosity is by asking questions. Essentially, engagement is the first step to imagining what could be. It requires actively immersing, not observing, from afar. Imagination. Envision. The act of envisioning every detail is key to bringing your goals to fruition. The ability to visualize is critically important for imagination. The more imaginative we are, the more vividly we can conjure a landscape of possible paths. The boundaries we define. The boundaries you define are self-imposed and are limited by what vision you have for yourself that defines what you accomplish. This is true whether your vision is modest or monumental. Imagination sets the stage for your journey. We each make the decision about the stage on which we will play out our lives. For some, the stage is their family, and for others, it is their school or company. And at any time, we can change our vision for the stage on which we are currently playing our lives. Visualization is not all. You need not only imagine the future you hope to reach, but also envision the obstacles you need to overcome along the way. Thus, visualizing both the outcome and what needs to be done to reach the goal is critical to mustering the energy needed to succeed. However, your big dreams must include a realistic understanding of what you need to do to reach them. The essence of imagination. If your objective is to achieve something of merit, you need to begin with a clear vision of your goal. That vision is inextricably tied to your experiences. This is the essence of imagination. By actively engaging in the world, you identify problems and opportunities, and then envision how you might address them. Creativity. Motivate and experiment. Creativity builds upon imagination. Nothing will happen with your imagined goals unless you are motivated to experiment to come up with creative ways to reach them. Pink's motivation. Daniel Pink outlines three keys to motivation. Autonomy, mastery, and purpose. Autonomy means selecting what you do, how you do it, and with whom you work. Mastery involves the opportunity to succeed at tasks that are hard enough to be challenging, but not so hard as to be frustrating. Purpose provides individuals a chance to work on something that they feel is important. Experiment. Testing before investing. Here is the core of creativity: applying your imagination to address a challenge, and leveraging your motivation to begin experimentation. Thoughtful experimentation is a key part of the creative process, allowing you to move beyond imagination, where you envision possibilities, to creativity, where you begin finding solutions. Children do this naturally as they discover how the world works. We can preserve this ability into adulthood by polishing our prototyping skills. Most people fall in love with their ideas, dive in, and commit way too much time and money before figuring out whether people actually want what's been proposed. Most people know the value of prototyping to create samples of what they intend to build. Prototypes allow you to test parameters. They are designed to answer questions such as, can we build it? Prototypes are made before you dive into building prototypes. and are designed to be experiments to determine whether you're going in the right direction. The loop. Creative problem solving depends upon your being motivated to address the problem, which in turn leads to experimentation in the quest for an effective solution. The results provide data, which then refuels your motivation. This is a feed-forward loop. Your motivation leads to experimentation, which leads to more motivation and more experimentation. Innovation. Focus and reframe. Here is the key to innovation. Build upon your imagination and your creativity to then innovate in order to develop unique ideas. Focus. Precrastination is the tendency to complete or at least begin tasks as soon as possible, knowing that extra effort would have created a better outcome. An issue that many people face is that they fill their time with commitments and then, once their day or week is full, can't imagine ways to add anything new. Think mindfully. Mindfulness is defined as focused, intentional, and non-judgmental attention on your sensations, thoughts, and emotions in the present moment. Those who think they're good at multitasking typically are actually terrible at doing so. The more multitasking they do, the worse multitaskers perform. Focusing on one thing for a significant block of time leads to much greater productivity and creativity. Reframe. Retrain your brain. The perspectives or frames we use are influenced by past experiences, current circumstances, and our state of mind. By understanding this, we can actively shift those frames to reveal important insights. Reframe your perceptions. There are many ways to reframe the way you see the world. One approach is to actively examine your assumptions and then question them. By digging deep and uncovering those assumptions, you're then able to start challenging them. Entrepreneurship. Persist and inspire. As with any skill, starting with small steps, you can practice building your mental stamina. The ability to push past the point when others stop is often referred to as grit. It is the tendency to sustain interest in and effort toward a long-term goal. A key aspect of grit is the ability to strive toward a long-term goal. You need a vision for the future. Those who successfully navigate the path from innovation to entrepreneurship know how to take steps that are large enough to be challenging, but small enough that they lead manageably towards the objectives. The gift of resistance. Persistence comes in many forms, including hard work, dedication, and the ability to stand by your ideas when in the face of doubters. Resistance to your ideas is actually a gift, in that it gives you a chance to test the strengths of your own convictions. Inspire, not any story. If you want to accomplish something of merit, you need to find ways to magnify your impact by influencing others to join your team. Fund your work, use your products, and spread the word. Liz Wiseman and Greg McGowan developed a model that focuses on multipliers. Multipliers are those who attract terrific talent by creating an environment that motivates others to do their best work. They do this by providing bold challenges that stretch others' imagination, creating a culture of constructive debate, and giving ownership and credit to those that contribute. This collection of behavior leads to vastly increased morale and motivation and generates a quantum leap in output. Companies, as well as individuals, have stories. If a company's story is compelling, it generates a wide swath of support and interest. If not, the prospects are diminished. Keep in mind, it is important to keep in mind that your attitudes are impotent unless you develop behaviors that bring those thoughts to fruition, and your actions are doomed to fail unless they are paired with the proper mindset. By braiding together your attitudes and actions, you prepare yourself to do much more than is imaginable, with much less than seems possible.